Okay, now we're going to move on to tonight's main event. Mr. Gabe Griffith, are you ready?
Right as I'm gonna get.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm handing it over to you.
Okay, don't go away too far because you're gonna be needed. As we've heard the other night, there's been some issues with getting the numbers out. So I'm gonna start off this evening by reading four groups of numbers, and I will read the letters that those phone numbers correspond to. So if your last name starts with the letters corresponding with the phone number, then that's going to be the number that you will call. So if you want to grab something, a note taker to write something down, a recorder to record it, something like that, I'll give you 30 seconds or so while I babble on here to do that. And then we'll also give a phone number that would, I'm only going to read these four group numbers one time. And then I will announce, correct me if I am wrong, Jeff, but Jeff Tom has agreed to man our information desk, if you will, that he has all these phone numbers. And so if you do not know exactly what your number is to call, if I read them in. You took it down wrong, or if I have said it too quickly before you were able to get a recording, something like that. I will say Jeff's number a few times throughout the voting period. And then we will go ahead, or you can call Jeff and say, my last name is Jones. Who do I call? Or my last name is whatever. So, okay. With that all being babbled on, hopefully everybody has had a chance to get a note taker or recorder or something. And so I will commence with reading the numbers. And then we'll commence with going down. And we're gonna, the way the voting's going to proceed is we'll just go down the order that the nominating committee gave us the votes in. If somebody has voted into a different position, that they currently hold, and that position becomes blank, that will immediately get slotted in the order that we usually say call the roll at a board meeting, and we'll immediately go to an election to fill that position once it comes up. Hopefully that makes sense. Oh, and I guess I'll say here too that if there is a contested election, then for the said contested elections, each party will get 5 minutes to have up to two or to have two people speak for them. You can split it up however you want it, allocate their time however you want it. And I believe according to our standing rules, Mr. Secretary slash bylaws chair, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that we said that if somebody is nominated for a second position, I think they get 1 minute. Am I correct in my memory on that?
That is correct.
Okay. And since you're here, for those times, Mr. Steve Bauer has agreed to be our timekeeper. Okay. Hopefully that is clear as mud to everybody, or at least a little bit clearer than mud, and will become clearer as we go. So that being said, I will commence with these phone numbers now. So, if your last name starts with the letter A as in alpha through D as in delta, again, your last name starts with A through A as in alpha or D as in delta or anything in between, then the phone number you will call or text when it comes time to voting is 916 04 57. One more time, 916-0457. If your last name starts with E, as in Echo, and the device in the next room just popped off at me, through K, as in Kilo, maybe I should say a different one, E, as in Everest, through K, as in Kilo, then your phone number is 916-3595. So again, that number, E is in every through K is in kilo, is 916-3595. If your last name starts with L as in Lima through R as in Romeo, then your phone number is 916-0449. Again, that's L as in Lima through R as in Romeo. Anywhere in between that, your phone number that you'll call or text is 916-0449. And then finally, if your last name is starts with S as in Sierra through Z as in zebra or anything in between there, then your phone number is 916-5466. Sorry, I was having dots pop where they shouldn't. Again, S as in Sierra through Z as in zebra, your number is 916-5466. And then just to put it out there right now, Jeff Tom's phone number is 916. So that's the number that you call only if you do not know which of the above numbers is your number. Okay. Hopefully that is clear, and we'll move on to the voting.
Mr. President,
Yes, sir.
very quickly, just to remind people when they call or text in their votes, or are you going to do have that later? Tell them that later.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say probably when we get to that point, but good point. You're probably going to say that when you call or text, you need to say your name, and then you'll need to say the name of the person that you're voting for as close as you can get it, because we're not going to spell them all here. You're not going to be penalized for any misspellings if you text it, as long as it's close enough that it can be figured out which of the candidates you're voting for. Then that will suffice. Again, you'll need to, whether you're calling or texting, you'll need to say your name and then the person you are voting for. And that does not go on any records. It's not going to say that, Gabe Griffith voted for Jeff Tom or something like that. It's just that they're going to mark off that you voted, and then it's going to be in a tally box checking a check box or a check mark under the name of whoever you voted for. It's in that way, it's not all that dissimilar from going and voting at a polling place, that they check off your name that you're there voting, and it's just to make sure that folks don't vote two or three or five times. That what you're going to say, Jeff?
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Okay. All right, and I will probably mention that again as we come up against any contested elections. So the first name that the nominating committee put into nomination is for president. The position is president. And the name that was nominated for president is not mine. It is Sarah Harris. So Sarah does not need to be nominated. She is in the nominations. Are there any other nominations for the position of president? And if you're not up here, if you're up here on the panel, go ahead and sing out a name or sing out your name. If you are in the audience, then raise your hand if you have a nomination for any of these. So, again, for the second time, are there any other nominations for the position of president? And for a third and final time, are there any other nominations for the position of president?
Mr. President, I move that nominations be closed and Sarah be elected by acclamation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. And so the way we'll do this is just like we've done a couple of other votes, we'll see if there's anybody opposed. Hit the button to raise your hand on Zoom. And if we don't have any hands up in the next few 15 or 30 seconds here,
Gabe,
then yes.
I show Regina has her hand up.
Well,
Oh no,
okay, let's.
I didn't mean to do that.
Okay,
Okay,
I was gonna say,
okay.
and let's when we're doing this, let's try not to say names of calling out names of who has hands up.
Well,
But
I figured she had a question, so they've been up for a minute. That's why. Yeah.
okay, and she's on the panel, so she can just sing out her name here. So, okay, are we having any other hands up, or just that one inadvertent hand? Hearing none, we declare that Sarah Harris has been elected as the new CCP president. Congratulations, Sarah. Would you like to unmute and whisper a few words at us?
You're so funny.
I thought that might get a laugh out of you.
For all of you who don't know, I've been sick for the past week. So this is my voice, and I have no clue why. I just started off with like stomach bug. I don't know. It's very strange. I have an appointment in the morning with the doctor. Yeehaw. I really just want to thank everyone here. CCB really means a whole lot to me. It gave me back my confidence when, I'd gotten to a point where I'd, been blind for quite a while, but had been doing the domestic goddess thing, staying at home, raising my daughter, and knew that there was probably something else out there for me to do when she went to school. And, I got really depressed. And so I believe in the reason behind the founding of CCB, and I look forward to working with all of you to continue that. And thank you to Game, because like I said at the Candidates Forum, shoot, I met this guy and Vita and Frank at my first ever nominating committee in San Diego, and he's like, oh, next year I'm making you run for an office. So there you go. So thank you, Game. And I think I'm gonna have to stop now because I'm running out of voice. So thank you again, everybody.
Congratulations, Sarah. All right. So, with that means, guess what, folks? We have an open position now for the position of first vice president. And there's nobody, because it was not an open position at the time the nominating committee met. So, there's nobody nominated. So, if you would like to nominate somebody to take the position of first vice president, actually, first of all, before we do that, go ahead and raise your hand so that, I guess, Steve, you're our host, right? You're doing like triple duty here tonight.
I am.
If you have someone you want to nominate, raise your hand. Because I totally forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, go ahead. Do we have any hands up? I know I was going to say something that was totally
Oh, yeah,
irrelevant
my
here.
hand's up, Gabe.
Go ahead, Rob.
I nominate Guillermo Robles.
Audio not unmuted.
All
Start
right.
speaking.
The name of Guillermo Robles has been placed into nomination. Guillermo, if you are in the room, please raise your hand because we will need to know if you accept that nomination.
I accept.
You accept. Okay. Are there any other nominations for the position of first vice president?
We have several hands raised, and the first one is David Mendel.
Okay, David.
Can you hear me? Okay.
We can hear you.
Oh, good. I would like to nominate Christy Crespin for the office of first vice president.
Okay. The name of Christy Crespin has been placed into nomination. And do we have Christy in the room to verify if she or if she accepts that nomination?
I accept.
Okay, thank you, Christy. I know what I was going to say. This is going to be, all these positions are going to take place on July 1st. And this position specifically is going to be a 1 year term. So that is an unexpired term. So it will be a 1 year term. Okay. Thank you, Christy. And let's leave Christy unmuted because we'll need to know who the speakers are in a moment. Do we have any other hands raised for any other nominations?
Andre's hand is raised.
Andre?
Hi. Thank you. I too want to nominate Christy.
Okay. Christy's already been nominated. Thank you. So, do you have any other hands up, Steve? And if your nomination was going to be for either Guillermo Robles or Christy Crespin, you can go ahead and put your hand down because we don't need any more. They're both in nomination, so we don't need them. But if you were going to nominate anybody else, please leave your hand up. Do you have any other hands up?
No, that's all we have.
That's all we have. Okay. So I think we've called a couple of times. So let's say for at least a third and possibly fourth and maybe fifth, but what's going to be a final time. Are there any other nominations for the position of first vice president? Okay. Hearing none. Let's take these in the order in which they were nominated. Guillermo, who are going to be your speakers?
So I will have Rob Turner and Larry Gassman, respectively. And
okay.
Each for two and I'm sorry. Yes, if I can do my math right, 2.5 minutes.
Whatever 5 divided by 2 is.
Yes, that. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Next, Christy, who are going to be your speakers?
David Mondale and Bob Acosta.
Okay. All right. So we have, let's see. So we have, let's see. Rob and Larry are both on the panel, so you guys should both be unmutable on your own. And let's get David and Bob to get their hands raised so that we can have them be ready to speak when it comes time. So David and Bob, sorry, if you guys can raise your hand so that Steve can find you.
Okay.
There's a David. And do we have a Bob Acosta? Bob, are you with us, sir?
I am.
You am? Okay, cool. Sounds good. Okay. And so with that, Steve, are you ready to timekeep?
I am ready.
Okay. And Rob, since Mr. Robles has asked for 2.5 minutes each, would you like Steve to give you a 15 or so second warning when you're hitting that 2.5 minutes?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. So Steve, if you can give him a warning at about the 2:15 mark.
Okay.
And let him know when his time starts.
All right. Go.
Okay, so when I agreed to talk with Guillermo, I was just curious where he grew up, and it turned out that's in the Los Angeles area. And I got to know Guillermo gradually through his participation at conventions and also through his work on the scholarship committee. And what I was impressed with was Guillermo's grasp of technology, being very methodical, very much also very willing to step forward and agree to take on what I would consider difficult tasks. 3 years ago, Guillermo obtained an access assistive or access technology certification from Cal State University Northridge. So he's really got a good grasp of the technology, and I think that's very important for someone in the position of first vice president. Guillermo is employed by the Social Security Administration as a customer service representative, and he's done that since 2022. And he did mention that training, his training is ongoing. He learns something new every day, and he finds that very stimulating. As a part of his job, he joined the National Advisory Council for Employees with Disabilities, pronounced NASED. And that was a part of his, what I would call his advocacy, his desire to be an advocate. He was appointed to the Blind Advisory Committee last year. Again, another testament to his advocacy. He's very involved with his community. He's with the City Angel Chorale, and he's been doing that since 2009. And they put on concerts twice 2015. A year. Yeah, their mission is to provide communities, including hospitals, shelters, food pantries, and they also give donations to the homeless. 230? Say that again?
230?
I'm done. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. And Larry, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Steve will tell you when your time goes.
Anytime, Steve?
Go. Yes.
I think
so.
Go.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to amplify a little bit about what Rob just said, but he's given you a lot of different things that that Guillermo has been involved with. And so I'm going to talk about impressions. I ran into Guillermo, not figuratively, but probably 4 or 5 years ago when I got involved with CCB and ACB. And I noticed a few things. This is before he began working for the Social Security Administration. He was already part of the greater LA chapter. I believe he was secretary at the time. And that job has a lot of interesting things that you have to be involved, have to do well in order to do that job well. I noticed his attention to detail. I noticed his reliability in terms of getting things done. And even in other things that he did, whether it be membership for CCB or on the CCB board, I noticed his attention to detail. And then he got this job with SSA. And I thought, wow, this is going to test him. This is not going to be easy. And his main job, one of his main jobs, is working with people. And if you're not trained properly in terms of working with people in a highly effective organization like Social Security Administration, you don't last long. So he dealt with people on a day-to-day basis. He'll be dealing with people on a day-to-day basis as first vice president in CCB. And that stands him in really good stead. The succession to the presidency is also something that I was impressed with, because I asked him, why are you doing this job? And he said, eventually I would like to be president. I said, okay, because I would not talk for you or vote for you if I didn't think that you were going to actually do that, because I believe that's actually what somebody in that position needs to do. They need to look out for what's coming up next,
15 seconds,
as well as to help the president with his or her job. And I believe Guillermo can do that. And I'm done.
With roughly 7 seconds to go. All right. And so, Chrissy, I'm assuming that the order you gave me your speakers is the name they're going in?
Yes. David will go first, and then Bob. Yep. Thank you.
All right. David, are you there and ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Go.
Christy cares deeply about CCB and has served this organization loyally for some 53 years. She is not only a team player, she is also a team creator and leader. Christy is a consummate professional, persistent and detail-oriented. Now retired, she can devote much more time to CCB. Regarding her former job as a social worker, Christie served for several years on her union's negotiating team as both Social Work Occupational Committee representative and chief steward, and negotiated two contracts. Christie has vast experience bringing people together. She is a motivator. She knows how to train people to advocate effectively, both for themselves and for others. Christie wants to establish a mentorship program to benefit CCB members and rejuvenate CCB's advocacy network. She wants to grow and strengthen CCB. Serving on the board for her third and final term as a director, Christie has demonstrated her knowledge about how to run an organization and her general business acumen. Christie is unflaggingly honest and truthful. She doesn't mince words when confronted with difficult and controversial issues. She is a doer and a mover and gets the job done. That's why I'm asking you to please vote for Christie Crespin as CCB's first vice president. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, David. And Steve, how much time is left of the 5 minutes for Mr. Acosta?
2 minutes and, I'm sorry, 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
All right. And Bob, would you like a 15-second warning when you get down to the end?
Yes, please.
All right. Go when okay. Steve says.
May I just start, Steve? Just begin. Okay. Pay it forward. That is emblematic of the life of Christie Crespin. When she was 18 years old and years after, she received scholarships from her university, straight A's all the way. We thought, well, this is nice, but you'll leave us. She didn't. Everywhere Christie goes in the council, she makes a difference. She doesn't just talk the talk. She walks the walk. Even as a working person, she was very, very active in the council. She could have said, I have a job, I gotta quit. She didn't. Wife, mother, leader in her church, friend. This is a time of great seriousness. The president does not have the time to mentor people. And I assure you that Sarah and Christie will work well together. It is time to turn, to pass the torch to two outstanding women and let them lead us out of suspension into the light. And the California Council of the Blind, as Christie knows, is a terrific affiliate, and she wants to involve every member in this organization, and she will. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to say any more because we all know Christie and we all love her. And I'm going to say to you, please consider and vote for Christie Crespin for first vice president of our beloved California Council of the Blind. Thank you and God bless you all.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. And now we will move down to... All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to call the roll call of our affiliates, chapters and affiliates. So hopefully all delegates and or alternate delegates are in the Zoom room. What we'll do is we'll go through, we'll call them, and then if somebody does not respond, then we'll go back to that chapter or affiliate that did not respond after going through all of the others. So if you hear your chapter's name called and nobody answers, then get hold of your delegate and say, get in Zoom. And then don't worry. Like I said, we'll come back through and call them. Lisa, are you there and available to keep track of?
Abe, can I ask a question as the supervisor person?
You may.
So we're doing the delegate before the individual vote? Is that how it's working?
You know what? I'm sorry. No, we're doing them concurrently. I should have. Yeah. Thank you, okay. Jeff. So, yes, the polls should now be open. So go ahead and we'll leave the polls open for a few minutes after the roll call. So if you're a delegate, you will have time after you cast your vote to get on and send in your vote. So good question, Jeff. Thank you. We will do, so yeah. So, and again, as you're calling or texting, make sure to give your full name, first and last name, because the vote takers are going to be marking them off, looking them up by last name. And again, the organization of those numbers is by your last name. So, all right. So all that being said, as folks are getting ready to call and text and all that stuff, Lisa, are you there and able to take affiliate vote splits?
I'm two votes? Steps ahead of you. Got my notepad and pen ready.
You usually are. All right. So with that being said, the first chapter up is the ACB Capital Chapter. The number of votes is 9. As long as my Braille display is showing the correct dots.
Gabe?
Yes, may interrupt.
Can we ask folks who are not on the panelist side, who are delegates, if they can raise their hand? I don't know. You might want to call a couple three or four chapters at a time and have those folks raise their hand so we can unmute them.
Right. Okay. So Capital Chapter will have Active Blind Inland Valleys. Let's see who. Bayview. And Braille Revival League. So if you are a delegate or alternate delegate for those groups, please go ahead and raise your hand so that Steve can find you. If you're not on the panelist side, then you will be able to just hit your unmute button when it comes time to it. Does that help you, Steve? Did I say that in a way that helps you out?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Okay, cool. All right. And we'll try to remember that ahead of time. So, and as we go alphabetically, remember this is alphabetical with all chapters and affiliates all mixed in. So you can go ahead and as you hear it start getting close to your alphabetical order, you can go ahead and just raise your hand as well. So, all right. ACB Capital Chapter, 9 votes. And the delegate is Joni Patchy. Joni, are you there? The alternate delegate is Joe Green. Is Joe Green there?
Yes, I'm here.
Joe Green.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You know how your chapter votes?
Yes, our chapter votes 8 votes for Guillermo, 1 vote for my dear friend, Christy.
All right. 8 votes for Guillermo and 1 vote for Christy. Okay. Next up is Active Blind Inland Valleys. And they have 5 votes. The delegate is Linda Somalski. And the alternate delegate is John Ross. So, Linda or John, are you there? And do we have a Linda Smolsky or a John Ross? Linda, are you there? Okay. She is there. She did have her hand up, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. All right. Linda, if you're able to get unmuted, go ahead and holler out to us when you are, but we're going to move on here at this point. Bayview, number of votes is 7. The delegate is Lori Kastner, and the alternate delegate is Patricia Nash. So do we either have a Lori Kastner or a Patricia Nash in the room?
Lori Kastner is here.
Lori? Hello, yes. Lori.
Hello.
You guys have 7 Bayview, votes.
Bayview cast 4 votes for Guillermo Robles and 3 votes for Christy Crespin.
Okay, 4 votes for Guillermo and 3 votes for Christy. Okay. And before we go to the Braille Revival League of California, sorry. Okay, before we go to BRLC, let's see who our next few things are. We have the California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. We will. So if you're there, go ahead and raise your hand if you're a delegate or alternate for them. We will then also have CCB Students. And California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. And who do we have else? And then beyond that, we have the California Diabetics in Action. So if you're with those affiliates, then go ahead and raise your hand. But for now, or if you're a delegate or alternate.
This is Jordan. Real quick, I just had a question. Are the individual texting lines open? Because I just texted.
Yes.
And normally you get a text. Yes. Saying thank you for voting.
Folks, yes. Jordan, they will be responding, but they're taking a bunch of votes right now, so it may take them up to 5 or 10 minutes to get a response.
And if you
will
get
one.
This is Andrea, and if you get a busy or the voicemail picks up, just keep trying. They're just busy.
Yep. So, all right. So, Braille Revival League of California, 5 votes. And the delegate that I have here is Mike Keithley. The alternate delegate would be none. I don't think I know that person. But I know Mike. If Mike's around, I don't know none, but I know Mike. Do we have a Mike Keithley?
Yay, what you might want to do is go on fairly quickly and then come back and read the ones again.
That's what I'm doing.
Get on.
Yeah. That's, yeah. So, all right. So, moving on, we have California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. The delegate, or I'm sorry, the number of votes there is 5. And the delegate we have for them is Frank Welty. The alternate delegate is Nicolette Noyce. So, Frank or Nikki, are you guys, either of you, around?
Well, he is here.
Frank.
So. Yes. All right. 1 vote for Guillermo Robles, 4 votes for Christy Crespin.
All right. 1 vote for Guillermo and 4 votes for Christy. Thank you. Next up is the CCB Students. 5 votes, and the delegate there is Aaron Espinoza. The alternate delegate is Matthew Gipp. Do we have either an Aaron or a Matthew? Aaron or a Matthew? Okay. Not hearing either of them. Next up, we have California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, CCCLV. 5 votes. I feel like I'm saying that a lot. And the delegate there is Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker. The alternate delegate is Eugene Lozano. Do we have a Kathy or a Gene?
Gene Lozano's here as an alternate.
Okay, Gene. I'm not hearing of Kathy, so you go ahead.
The California Council of Citizens with Low Vision gives 5 votes to Christy Crespin.
Okay, 5 votes, Christy Crespin. And had I gotten as far as to say Diabetics in Action?
Yes, you did.
Did I? Okay. So before we go to Diabetics in Action, I think our next grouping is going to be... actually, let me do this. Okay, our next grouping is going to be California Library Users of America. Contra Costa Chapter. CCB Fresno. And...
Bad for Christy.
And Glendale Burbank. All right. So if you're with any of those groups, go ahead and get your hands raised. And let's go ahead. Let's see. Okay. So Diabetics in Action, as an affiliate, it's 5 votes. The delegate is Christy Crespin. The alternate delegate is Olivia Ostergaard. So do we have a Christy or an Olivia?
We have Olivia.
All right.
5 votes for Christy Crespin.
5 votes, Christy Crespin. All right. And now let's, this should be a good point to insert. Again, if you have any questions about your phone number to call or text for voting, call Jeff Tom at 916-995-3967. Did I remember that correctly, Jeff?
Yeah.
We better unmute.
All right. Next up, we have California Library Users of America. Number of votes is 5. And the delegate is Phil Obregon. The alternate delegate is David Mandel. Do we have a Phil or a David? Okay, not hearing a Phil or a David. Next up is the Contra Costa Chapter. 5 votes. Delegate is Earl Robb, and the alternate delegate is Connie Yu. Do we have an Earl or a Connie? One or both of them may be on a phone. Probably both 925 numbers if they're on phones. Okay, I guess hearing nothing from either of them. Moving on.
Gabe, it's Gabe. I just spoke with Phil. He said he was unable to unmute. So I'm wondering if other people are having the same issue.
I'm guessing so. I know we've heard of at least one, but unfortunately, like I said, we're...
Okay, I'm just letting you know.
We're kind of having to move through. Yes, as I've said, we're going to go back through if the affiliates that did not get unmuted.
Oh, no.
So, all right. Next up is CCB Fresno Chapter. They have... 5 votes, and their delegate is if I pronounce your name correctly, Brandon Eslick. And the alternate delegate is...
Gabe, Brandon just texted me and he said that they're not getting the option to unmute. So Steve, I don't know if something's not sending on your end. So that's really what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have a lot of folks unmuting.
Yeah, this is Linda. I wasn't able to unmute either.
Ah, from you're unmuted now. Okay.
I was not able to be unmuted either.
Well, I'm on my phone.
Yep. Okay, so let's go back up here. We have, let's see. Okay, Linda, you are with
Active Blind Inland Valleys,
and you guys have five votes.
Yes, so it's five votes for Christy Crespin.
Five votes for Christy Crespin. And let's see, Kathy, I think we took... I think Jean voted for you guys, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you did take Jean. But, however, I just received the vote. I actually raised my hand. There is a difficulty.
Okay. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am. And everyone's being asked to unmute, so I'm not sure what's going on. But
as far as you can tell.
Everybody that raises their hand anyway, so please raise your hand.
Yeah. Okay. If you're raising your hand and being called on. So so where are we? Are we in Fresno? Is that where we left off?
Yes, you're in Fresno.
Yes, Fresno. Okay. Okay. So we have either Brandon Eslick or Jamie Gibson Barrows. If either of you guys can unmute.
Did you send that to Brandon, Steve?
I don't see his hand raised. Let me see if I can find him in the list.
Okay. Remember, folks, as I'm going ahead and calling your chapters, that's when you want to get your hands raised. When I'm jumping ahead in groupings. As I say that your chapter is coming up, that's when you want to try to hit the button to get your hand raised so that when we come to you, then you're already having your hand raised and Steve has hopefully been able to already find you.
And Phil just raised his hand, Gabe. I'm not sure if you called him, but I'll ask him to unmute.
I did.
Brandon said his hand is raised, Steve.
What happened?
I have Brandon's hand raised as well as Jamie's hand raised, both Fresno delegates.
Game. Okay. Let's go back and see if we can get Phil was with who? Library users?
Yes, Phil's with Clua.
Yep. So, there's Phil. Did we get Phil unmuted?
Gave him the permission to unmute, so hopefully he can.
Well, are you able to unmute?
Okay, I just saw Brandon's hand. Not sure why I wasn't seeing it before, but he's now been allowed to unmute.
Don't mute myself until my turn.
Brandon, are you there?
Yes.
Can I vote? How do you guys vote?
We would like to Fresno chapter would like to vote five votes for Guillermo Robles, please.
Okay. Five votes for Guillermo Robles.
Thank you.
All right. And Phil, were you ever able to unmute, sir? Okay.
Kalua, three votes for Guillermo and two votes for Christy.
Three votes Guillermo Robles and two votes Christy Crespin from Kalua. All right. Well, thank you for your persistence. And before we go to Glendale Burbank, let me call the next four or so groups here to get ready to get your hands up. So the next few we're going to say after Glendale Burbank are going to be Golden State Guide Dog Handlers. Greater Bakersfield. Greater Los Angeles. And CCB High Desert. So if you're with any of those four groups, go ahead and get your hands up. But before we go to any of them, our next group is Glendale Burbank. And you guys have five delegates, and your delegate is Andre Green. Your alternate delegate is Nellie Emerson. I'm hearing somebody.
Andre's here.
Andre, okay, you guys have five votes.
Yes. Those fives are going to go to Christy.
Five votes, Christy Crespin.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next up, we have the Golden State Guide Dog Handlers. Five votes. Susan Glass is the delegate, and Vivian Younger is the alternate.
Hello, Gabe. Yeah. This is Susan Glass.
Hello, Susan.
Golden State Guide Dog Handlers cast three votes for Guillermo and two votes for Christy.
All right. Three votes, Guillermo Robles. Two votes, Christy Crespin. Next up, we have Greater Bakersfield. And you guys have five votes. Your delegate is Diana Fonseca. The alternate delegate is Joseph Wolosik. Hopefully I'm saying that somewhat correctly. So either Diana or Joseph. Do we have a Diana or a Joseph? Okay. Not hearing from any of them. And Steve and Lisa, hopefully they're taking looks at hands going up. So moving on, we have Greater Los Angeles Chapter.
Gabe?
Yes.
I do see Diana Fonseca's hand raised.
Okay, perfect. And you guys are doing perfect, by the way. Greater Bakersfield votes five votes for Guillermo Robles.
Five votes for Guillermo Robles. Hopefully I said that the same way you did. All right. Thank you. And let's see. Next up, we have Greater Los Angeles Chapter. Five votes.
Greater Los Angeles.
This guy is probably going to have a whole lot of trouble getting unmuted, Steve Bauer.
Yeah, really. I won't try and speak Spanish, though, but we cast five votes for Guillermo Robles.
Five votes, Guillermo Robles. Okay.
I'll let you back in the house now.
Gabe.
How?
Gabe, FYI, Rob is, his hand has been raised, just FYI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's a, like I said, he's a 925 phone number. So, how am I doing, guys, on saying these names the same way that they're being said to me?
Excuse me, Gabe, could I say something real quick? If you have left a voicemail, your vote will not have been registered because we need you to either talk to someone or text them. So I would ask, if you have left a voicemail, I would call back again or text if you have that capability.
Good point, Jeff, because yes, if you leave a voicemail, your vote will not be counted. All right. And Have we found Earl? He's a 925 ending in should be 788. Earl, I hear you, sir. Five votes.
Yes. Contra Costa chapter, five for Guillermo Robles.
Five for Guillermo Robles. Okay. And before we go to High Desert, because I think they're the last ones that I had called for earlier, if you are a delegate for any of these following chapters or affiliates, please start raising your hand. Inclusive Diversity of California. Inland Empire. Orange County. Randolph Shepherd Vendors. So if you belong to any of those groups and have been elected as or appointed as their delegate or alternate delegate, please hit the button to raise your hand, or buttons as it were. All right. Going back to the CCB High Desert chapter, five votes.
High Desert chapter cast five votes for Christy Crespin.
Okay, five votes for Christy Crespin.
8 seconds.
And that was the voice of Bob Acosta, who is the delegate. All right. Next up, we have Inclusive Diversity of California. Five votes. The delegate is Stephanie Jones. The alternate delegate is Regina Brink. Do we have a Stephanie or a Regina?
Greetings, all. This is Stephanie Jones representing Inclusive Diversity of California.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello there. The IDC proudly casts five votes for Guillermo Robles. Thank you.
All right. Five votes, Guillermo Robles. Thank you. Next up, we have Inland Empire. They have five votes. And your delegate is Christine Bailey. Your alternate delegate is my brother displays is deciding to do things. Is it Galavez? I apologize completely if I completely mangled your name. But if you're a delegate or alternate for the Inland Empire chapter, Christine Bailey's probably on a phone as call-in user one, unless somebody stole her number.
Christine Bailey of Inland Empire, two votes for Christy Crespin, three votes for Guillermo Robles.
Okay, I'm going to say that oppositely. I'm going to say three votes for Guillermo Robles and two votes for Christy Crespin.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Christine. And thank you, everybody, for your persistence in fighting the Zoom mute demons and getting there. Anyway, getting unmuted. That's what I'm looking for. All right. Orange County chapter. They have five votes. And the delegate is Suzanne, is it Ali?
It's Ali.
And the alternate delegate is Andrea DeClotz.
And this is Andrea. I'm glad I'm on the panelist side. We proudly cast five votes for Guillermo Robles. Thank you.
Okay, five votes for Guillermo Robles. Before we go to Randolph Shepherd Vendors, we're going to call the next couple of or few here. We have the San Bernardino chapter. We have the San Francisco chapter, And we have... And we're getting into all the sands here. We have San Gabriel. And I think my fourth one in this list is going to be Silicon Valley. So if you are one of those chapters and you're their delegate or alternate, please raise your hand now. All right. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, 5 votes. And the delegate is Paul Patchy Jr. And the alternate delegate is none. Huh. I thought I'd said the other day that we didn't have any duplicates on delegates for alternates, but I guess we just found one. None is a delegate for a couple, or an alternate delegate for a couple of chapters.
RSVC cast 5 votes, Christy Crespin.
All right, 5 votes, Christy Crespin. From the Randolph Shepherd Vendors. And next up, we have the San Bernardino chapter. And you guys are 6 votes. Look, I haven't said anything other than 5 in a while, so thank you. 6 votes. Your delegate is Theodore Wilbrecht. Your alternate is Deborah Gossett. So if your name is either Theodore or Deborah, then go ahead and you should hopefully be given a thing to unmute. Steve, have we seen either a Theodore or a Deborah in here? Theodore or Deborah? Hearing none of them. Moving on to the San Francisco chapter. You guys have 8 votes. Your delegate is Shana Ray. Your alternate delegate is Megan Meigs. So either Shana or Megan.
Okay.
That sounds like a Shana.
Yes. 5 votes for Christy, 3 for Guillermo.
3 votes for Guillermo Robles, 5 votes for Christy Crespin. Thank you. Next, we have the San Gabriel chapter. I'm sorry, San Gabriel Valley chapter. And 5 votes. The delegate is Nick Guttinger. The alternate delegate is Gene Burkhart. Do we have a Nick or a Gene?
Yes, you do. This is Nick. San Gabriel Valley has 4 votes for Crispy and 1 vote for Guillermo.
Okay, 1 vote Guillermo Robles, 4 votes for Crispy Crespin. Thank you. And let's see here. Before we go to Silicon Valley, I think we're just about down to everybody else.
Gabe?
Yes?
Can I ask for clarification? I didn't hear San Francisco chapter.
San Francisco chapter, if we can get Shana back to make sure I'm correct. I believe it was 3 votes Guillermo and 5 votes Christy.
That's correct.
Thank you, Shana. Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you, Shana. Okay, let's see here. We are down to... Okay, yeah, before we go to Silicon Valley, let's just say at this point, everybody else, if you have not cast a vote yet, whether we've missed you or not, whether we've missed you or we haven't come to you yet, go ahead and hit the buttons to raise your hands, please, because I think we're at that point of the evening.
I made it.
Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. Number of votes is 11. The delegate is Deborah Armstrong. The alternate delegate is Lauren brown. So if your name is Deborah or Lorraine, and you're a member of the Silicon Valley chapter, please unmute yourself and cast a vote. Somebody sounds like they're at the drag races. All right. Do we have a Deborah or a Lorraine? Deborah, you may have to hit the button 5 or 6 or 80 times. Okay, keep trying, and we will go back up through here. Let's see here. Lisa, did you happen to catch who we did not get votes from?
I do not have a vote for CCB students.
Students, okay. Let's go to the students first. Students.
BRLC.
Okay. All right, so let's see, BRLC. Oh, really? Wow, okay. You're better than I thought. So BRLC is Mike Keithley. Mike, are you around? And if I remember right, the students was either Aaron Espinoza or Matthew Gipp. Okay, and who is this?
This is Deborah Armstrong, Silicon Valley Council. Are you ready for my vote?
Yes, 11 votes.
Yes, I have 7 for Guillermo Robles, and I have 4 for Christy Crespin.
All right, 7 for Guillermo Robles, and 4 for Christy Crespin. Thank you. All right. And Steve or Lisa, can you tell, do we have anybody else with hands up that looks like they have not cast a vote?
I see hands for area code 909 ending in 931.
That's Kathy Schmidt Whitaker.
Okay. Yeah, and unfortunately, I think if folks are on the phone, if I remember right, their hands don't go down until we hit the button to lower all hands at the end.
It's cold.
There's also Susan Glass with her hand up.
Yeah, okay. She's already voted. I'm not putting the hands down, but
okay.
Yeah.
God damn it.
John's 14.
There's somebody that is sounds like they're struggling and is not muted. Who is that, Lisa?
John's 14 Pro Max.
John's 14.
I bet Pro that's John Ross.
I think so. I think it's John Ross.
Yeah. And John was with, I forget who, but I think they already voted.
Bakersfield, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I had my hand up on that. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Linda S. has her hand up.
Yep, and that's Linda Smolsky. She voted.
And Nicolette Noyes.
So what?
He was with.
Did we get Fresno? Because I'm trying to get
these things in my ears.
Yes, we got Fresno. I believe. Okay, all right. Yes, we spoke with.
Well, he couldn't get in. Okay, thank you very much.
Yep, we spoke with. I'm blanking on who it was from Fresno. Brandon. We did speak with Brandon, I believe.
No other hands are raised, but to clarify, we still have no one for BRLC, correct?
Right. BRLC or students, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, so that probably follows.
There's still somebody that's unmuted that sounds like they're in a car or something.
That could be Mike Keithley. I think he's trying to unmute himself, but I think he doesn't realize that he's unmuted.
Mike, are you there? Mike? Mike Keithley, are you? Can you hear us?
Oh, no, unmuted.
Okay. Do we see Mike Keithley in our list there? Yeah, I think Mike usually comes in with his name, so.
Steve, this is Diane. I think I accidentally got unmuted.
Ah, okay.
And I didn't want to be, so.
All right. Yeah, so go ahead and just, are you, Dan, are you on a phone or are you on an app?
I'm on my iPad, and I accidentally got unmuted.
All right. So, yeah,
so I'll go ahead and mute myself.
Hit your mute. Perfect. Thank you. All right. So I believe we have tried to catch everyone. So let's give it another few minutes here to let any of the delegates that needed to cast a vote. And then we will try to wrap it up here in the next, say, 2 minutes.
Do you want me to close the individual vote and get the tallies?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Jeff. Let's try and keep the individual votes open for another, like, 2 minutes or so here.
There's a couple cats that hang out here.
Gabe, Silicon Valley is the last chapter, Philly, you read. Yeah. We don't have Yosemite Gateway?
Nope. Yosemite Gateway was one of ours that is on my list of not being seated this year, unfortunately.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure Silicon Valley was the last one called.
Yep, that's the last one on my list. Okay.
And no responses for BRLC or students, DCB students, correct?
Correct.
Who was the delegate for BRLC? Oh, that was Mike. Okay.
Mike, yeah. Jeff, I think we can probably say that folks have hopefully had enough time to vote. And so we can probably.
Okay, I will begin to get the tallies. Thank you.
Declare these closed. So if you can get those tallies and send them to Lisa so that she can add them to her affiliate account. This would be the place where I would say, do we get a door prize? But unfortunately, our door prize person is otherwise occupied. So. I guess at this point, Steve, if we can just hit the button and make sure all hands are lowered, and then we can kind of
kill a few minutes and see if anyone has her time. Hand.
Okay. Well, that's why I was saying let's have everybody lower hands and then.
Yeah, I lowered everybody's hands before she raised her hand. So.
Cool. So let's go ahead and hear from Kathy.
We have a member that needs to have the general phone number shared so that she can find out.
Yeah, I can share.
This has closed this round,
right?
But if you could please go ahead and.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. So for future votes, the number you will call if you need your vote is 916, and we'll definitely say that if we get to any more. If we get to any other contested elections, we will definitely say that again. So, but again, 916-995-3967. Any other comments or questions? Larry, you got nothing?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Man, I can usually count on you to help me fill a few minutes.
Well, you didn't ask that. You just asked if I had something, and of course I don't.
You have another hand.
So, all right, who's our other hand?
Say that. It is Livy Ostergaard.
All right, hello, Livy.
Livy, you there? She's lowered her hand, so I do not see any hands.
Okay. Gabe, that was just a stretch.
So since we have no hands raised, Gabe, could we do a last call? If anybody hasn't voted, they could raise their hand.
Okay, if you're trying to get Libby.
For chapter affiliates?
Correct.
Yeah.
If you were trying to just get...
Go ahead, Steve.
I just gave Libby permission to talk.
All right. But yeah, in the meantime, if your chapter or affiliate, if you're a delegate and you did not hear your chapter or affiliate called, all right, I should say if you're a delegate and you did not vote for your chapter or affiliate, then go ahead and raise your hand at this point. We'll give that a few more seconds. In the meantime, Livy, are you able to get unmuted and speak to us?
I had to leave, so now what are we voting on?
We are just wrapping up the vote for the open position of first vice president.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Same thing we've been doing for a little bit. And Lisa, whenever you have a grand total, just let us know.
I have the delegate votes tallied. I am waiting on individual votes from Jeff. So please stand by.
Standing by.
But while I'm waiting for his phone call, we could do a raffle.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go for it. $25 gift card generously provided by IDC. Oh, hold on. Let's. Oh. There we go. Let's roll. And the winner is Dorini Dobbins. Congratulations, Dorini.
Yay.
Hooray, Dorini. I know that chick.
I think we have different raffle prize music tonight, yeah?
Am I just making things up?
Well, no, but I'm saying your wheel spinning music seems different
music?
Tonight. Yeah.
Well, we have to have a different tune every day.
Yeah, no. I like it.
Well, hell, should we do another one?
If we have some, why not?
Let's do it. Another $25 gift card, generously provided by GSGDHI. I don't know this girl at all, never even heard of her, but I heard she's a crazy blind lady.
Who could that be?
Sarah Harris.
Oh my goodness, I know that chick.
New presidents can't win.
You am that chick.
Oh, wow, go figure. I am blonde too, you know.
New presidents can't win.
Nah.
She has an intimate connection with her.
Yeah. You said it, Larry. I didn't.
I know.
Yeah, for people who can see, the wheel is turning and they could see it. So there you go.
I promise it's not fixed.
It's okay. My daughter's going to take it anyway.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of trouble getting it to you.
The drive for me is too far to take it to her. It's just too far.
Yeah, send an e-card in an email. Hopefully we get a total here. Otherwise, we're going to have Larry start singing a barbershop quartet doing all four parts.
While we're waiting, we have videos or recordings. Shall we listen to another one of our Hall of Fame history recordings while we wait?
It might not be a bad idea.
Okay.
We don't know how far away we are, and apparently Lisa hasn't gotten a call with totals, so...
Yeah, so Steve, if you could go ahead and pull up number 8, I think, that's where we're at. And then if maybe at the end, Guillermo or Larry...
Gabe, you should have my totals.
Okay. Did you call Lisa with them?
No. I texted them to you.
You texted them to me?
Yes, I texted them to you.
Okay.
So you might want to mute when you...
Okay, Lisa, please stand by. I'll get these to you momentarily.
Okay.
Free text message.
LANAIA said, I just got two more votes for Robles. I told
Jeff, them you're unmuted.
Jeff, you're not muted.
Oh, but then I tell you.
Drum roll, please.
Steve, why don't you sing something?
What's that?
I said, Steve, why don't you sing something?
Why don't we sing? We could have danced all night.
Well, that's why y'all missed, or maybe y'all missed it, but I said, we're about to have Larry start singing Barbershop Quartet doing all four parts.
Oh, boy.
Because having multiple people.
Okay.
Votes are in. Okay.
The votes are in.
Do we have an audio of a drum roll, anyone?
It sounds more like I'm purring.
Sounds more like an old-time phone.
Yeah.
All right. Lisa, give us the totals, please.
Okay. It was a close race, so I calculated it 3 times to ensure that I had the correct count. Final tallies. Guillermo Robles, 118. Christy Crespin, 93.
Good, close vote.
Very close.
And congratulations, Guillermo. since Guillermo won that one. Guillermo, are you your first up? Would you like to speak a couple of words at us?
She's
going to
keep it.
What?
I said, you
got to
give the info to Lisa.
And
she's the one
telling. Jeff, you're still unmuted.
Okay. Sorry. I thought I had been muted. I was.
That's okay.
Just I just unmuted.
You may not
actually
want us hearing all of your conversation.
Oh, no.
Because we wanted to hear from Guillermo and
That's
Christy.
All right.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Thank you, I guess.
Is that your couple of words?
Yeah, well, I'm really honored to be chosen by all of you as your first vice president to fill this partial term. I know that we have a lot of work ahead of us, and I am more than willing to take it on. I feel like things are sort of balanced out in life in that I can do this. And to Christy, it was a pleasure running against you. It was a great competition, and you know, thank you for the competition. Anyway, thank you all.
All right, thank you, Guillermo. And Christy, are you there?
I am. And Guillermo, right. Congratulations. And you know that I'm still on the board, so we'll be having a good year together, right?
We'll be picking on each other, yes.
That's right. All right. Take care.
All right. All right, y'all. That brings us to our second scheduled race of the evening, and third race overall. The name that was, and this position is second vice president. The name that was placed into nomination is that of Rob Turner. So for first time, are there any other nominations for second vice president? And again, if you need to, just hit the buttons to raise your hand and we'll do our darndest to get you unmuted, apparently. For a second time, are there any other nominations for the position of second vice president? And I'll pause here and ask our host and co-host and person with eyeballs, do we have any hands up?
I see no raised hands.
I do not either.
Okay, so for a third time, just to make things official, is there any other nominations for the position of second vice president?
Mr. President?
Yes, that sounds like a Guillermo.
Yes, I vote that we close nominations and that Rob Turner be elected the second vice president by acclamation.
Second.
Regina.
Okay. I think I heard three people. I think I heard a Larry just ahead of a Regina, but we'll call it whichever one. Not that it necessarily
we
matters.
Practiced that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make a choice.
It's a Larry Brink. So, all right. So we have a motion and a second to close the nominations and elect Rob Turner as by acclamation to the position of second vice president for his third term. So if there's anybody who objects to that, go ahead and hit the buttons to raise your hands here. We'll give it about 15 to 30 seconds. Do we have any hands going up? Remember not to say names if there are. Okay. Hearing that no hands are going up, Mr. Turner, congratulations.
Well, thank you, Gabe, and I'm so pleased to be able to serve. And, you know, I really enjoy it, and I want to be as helpful as I can. And I just appreciate the support. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Rob. All right. Now, moving on. Next position is that of treasurer. We have Lisa Presley Thomas entered into the nomination. Are there any other nominations for the position of treasurer? phone for a second time. Are there any other or any other? Yeah, any other nominations for the position of treasurer? Anyone? Are we seeing any hands going up?
I see no hands.
I see no hands.
Okay. Hearing that there are no hands for a third time to make it official, are there any other nominations for the position of treasurer?
Mr. President.
Yes, that sounds like a wannabe seconder. Go ahead, Regina.
I'm sorry, Regina, we have a hand, Gabe.
Okay. Regina, what's your motion?
Oh, to elect Lisa as treasurer by acclamation.
Okay. Since I'm only doing that since you were speaking before I heard a hand up. Do we have a second for that?
Second.
Okay.
Okay, and we do have a hand raised.
Roger.
Let's go ahead and see what this hand is.
Area code 650, ending in 155.
Okay, sounds like a Roger. Mute. Roger, is that you? And did you have something to say on the election of treasurer? Not hearing him unmuting, so I'm going to say let's go to the voting of this motion. So if there is anyone opposed, go ahead and raise your hands. And our hand checkers, if you can tell me if there's any hands, not who they are, but if there is any, please let me know. Okay. I'm not hearing anyone tell me there's any hands up. So, Lisa, congratulations to your 97th consecutive term as treasurer.
I'm so surprised. I can't believe it. But in all honesty, thank you. It means a lot that everyone has shown such gratitude and trust in me. This is not a easy position by any means. It has been very, very difficult. Literally blood, sweat, and a lot of tears have been put into the work that I've been doing for CCB. I've said it 1,000 times before. It is truly, truly a labor of love. I think I probably work harder for CCB than I do for my employers. I'm very grateful to be on this board. I'm very grateful to be able to serve. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, Lisa. And congratulations or condolences. I'm not sure which. But CCB is definitely lucky to have you, and we appreciate all the work you put in. Next up, did I hear Roger unmute there? Before we move on? Okay. Next up, we have four director positions. First up is the name of Larry Gassman. So are there any other nominations for the position of director? Any other nominations for the position of director? Steve, Andrea, Lisa, any hands up?
Don't see any hands.
Okay. I do not see any hands. Actually, there is one hand up.
Yep.
Okay, is it that 650-155?
Correct.
Okay. Roger, did you have something to say at us?
May I speak?
You may.
I move that we close nominations and that whoever it was, I can't remember.
Larry? Some dude. All right. So,
and then we collect by acclamation.
All right. So, sorry, did I hear something?
I said second.
Second. Okay. So we have a motion, a second to close nominations and to elect somebody that we can't remember by acclamation. We'll call him Larry for tonight, just because he needs a name. So if anybody objects to electing Larry Gassman to the position of director, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll give it a few seconds here to make sure we don't have anyone. Lisa, Andrea, Steve, any hands up?
No hands.
No hands.
None. Okay. Larry, congratulations.
I would like to say that this is a very auspicious way to begin my third term. And I'm so happy Roger is my friend. At least I think he is. In any event, I think this, I'm glad to be a part of the board for a final term. This board has a lot of work to do. We all have a lot of work to do, but together we will do it, and CCB will be the winner. So I'm looking forward to the next couple of years.
All right. Thank you, sir. And again, congratulations. Next up for our second director, second out of four positions for the night, we have the name of Regina Brink. So for a first time, are there any other nominations for director? And for a second time, any other nominations for position of director?
No and hands.
Before we do a third call, no hands. All right.
So Mr. President, I rise for
just,
a motion.
Just a second. Just a
Thank
second,
you.
Rod.
Thank you.
Unless you're nominating someone, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So just to make
I'm
things official.
I'm having trouble understanding you. I'm sorry.
So for a third time, just to make things official, any other nominations for the position of director? Okay, Rob. Or sorry, Bob.
And who is the nominated person?
I move that Regina Marie be elected by acclamation from this great council.
Okay. We have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to elect Regina Marie Brink as director for your second term, yes. I think. So if you object, raise your hand. We'll give it a few minutes or seconds, not minutes, sorry, a few seconds. Any hands going up, y'all?
No hands.
No
hands. All right. All right. Well, congratulations, Regina. Are you
Thank
there?
You. I'm here.
You are.
Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to talk.
Well, if you want to.
Okay.
There's no rule that says you have to.
Well,
but we would like to hear from you.
As Larry said, it's an honor to serve on the board, and I really am committed to preserving this grassroots organization while we move into, of course, we have to do business and conduct ourselves as a corporation, but I don't want to forget that grassroots membership. It's why I joined CCB first and then ACB. So, as anyone knows, I don't mind working. As long as I have coffee, I'm good.
All right. Well, congratulations, Regina. Next up, For our third director position, the name of Nellie Emerson has been entered into nomination. Are there any other nominations for the position of director? Any other nominations for the position of director?
We have no hands.
No hands.
We do now, Roger.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nomination cease and that Nellie Emerson be elected by acclamation.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to close nominations and elect.
Actually, we have a raised hand from Christine calling user one.
Okay.
I just changed phone, so I think the machine did it on accident.
Ah, okay. All right. So we have a motion and a second to elect Nellie by acclamation. So only if you object, raise your hand. Otherwise, we'll give it a few seconds here. All right. Are we having any hands going up? All our
Nellie Emerson's fine hand is raised.
People. Okay. I'm guessing Nellie's not raising her hand to vote against herself.
I would so, not.
If that's the only hand, then we'll declare that Nellie has won election by acclamation. Nellie, welcome back to the board.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm really looking forward to being part of this new administration. We have a tremendous amount of work to do, and I'm there to be part of the team and to get it done. So thank you.
All right. Welcome, Nellie. And again, congratulations. All right. So our final election of the evening is our director position number four. And the name that has been entered into nomination is Andrea DeKlotz. Are there any other nominations from the floor? And for a second time, are there any other nominations from the floor? Steve, Lisa, Andrea, any hands going up before I call it final time?
No hands.
No hands.
No hands. All right. For a third time, just to make it official, any other nominations from the floor? Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Roger.
I move that the nominations be cease and that Ms. DeKlotz be elected by acclamation.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. So only if you object to this, raise your hands. We'll give it a few seconds.
Can I object?
No. Since you asked, no.
I considered doing that, Andrea, but I didn't want Gabe to get mad at me.
I don't know. You'd have to talk to your upcoming to your president-elect about it.
She's drunk. Pay no attention to her.
I say no.
Yeah, I didn't think she could. All right.
She's got a couple of hands. So,
she's been drinking. She don't pay attention to her.
Andrea's objections aside, she has been elected by almost complete unanimous acclamation. Oh boy, it's getting late on a Friday, isn't it?
Yeah,
it seemed like it got late early tonight. To borrow a quote from Yogi Berra, Andrea, congratulations. I'm sorry, Steve.
Oh, just we have a couple of raised hands. Margie Donovan's hand is raised.
Okay. Before we go to any other hands, Andrea, because I'm assuming we had less than 10 by that time. So, Andrea, congratulations, I guess.
Thank you, Gabe. I just want to say thank you. I am so excited about serving a second term on this board. All of you are my friends, and it's a real pleasure to serve with you. I'm excited about our new administration. And Nellie coming back to the board, it's going to be wonderful. And Guillermo coming back too, actually. So I'm just so pleased to be part of this. Thank you.
All right. Congratulations. All right. Let's see who we have with hand. I heard a Margie.
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I was not voting against Andrea. My hand was going up and down. My hands weren't on the keyboard.
But I'm going to vote. Exercising, Margie.
Zoom. It's been a long.
I'm going to make a motion that Roger Peterson and Margie Donovan go to bed separately and go to bed now.
and Mr. President, on that note, I wanted to ask you so that maybe we'll have people like awake and all that jazz. Would you like to move your president's report to the banquet tomorrow?
I can do it at the banquet tomorrow. I can do it at the, slip it in for time on Sunday. I could even move it to a future board meeting because I didn't have anything terribly. The only thing that I honestly had for tonight, as far as any like earth shattering, exciting stuff, was covered during the governmental affairs report. So I only had a few inconsequential remarks. So I would be perfectly fine to let Margie and Roger go to bed, and maybe I can go get some dinner.
I think that's a great idea. And
dinner sounds like a darn fine idea.
Dinner. Hey, remember what happens in convention stays in convention.
Right. Yeah. Nobody around the world on ACB media.
By the way, congratulations, Madam
President. Sarah and I were thinking on the same thing. So nobody around ACB media around the world is listening into any of this.
Mr. President,
everyone. Hold on, Joe, were you trying to say something there before I catch you?
Well, a couple of things. I just wanted to say congratulations, Madam President. Congratulations to you, Guillermo. Yeah. As well as to welcome back Nellie, and also it's good that you're back too, Andrea. And as far as for you, Larry and Steve, chapter of the year recording and the Dropbox.
I thought you were going to say, as far as you, Larry, we'll accept you back.
I was wondering about that myself.
He didn't even acknowledge the fact that his wife got elected.
Because he hasn't eaten dinner yet.
Yeah, I haven't had dinner yet. That comes later. Remember, she loses my dinner.
Neither have I, so.
Hey, Joe. At least you have a reason. I haven't eaten dinner just because I finally got home about 10 minutes after this shindig started. My dinner's been sitting here getting cold for the last 2.5 hours.
That sucks.
you've been a bad person. Where it is, long enough, right, you know how to use a microwave.
Oh, yeah. All right. Jeff, you wanted something? I mean, I guess theoretically, now that elections are closed, I should hand this back over to Lisa to finish her presiding.
Yay.
Well, you were doing a pretty good job at it, Gabe. You didn't have to give it back to me, but.
can we call this presiding by committee?
Exactly.
Mr. President.
Jeff, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, just really quickly, and then I want to let my election volunteers go. First, congratulations to everybody. And I want to really give a shout out to Kelvin, Jim, Lanaya, and Andy. For doing a fantastic job in collecting your votes, and Regina, who put a ton of work into, you know, getting all the election process set up and everything else. So I want to thank all of them for their work. And with that, I am gone.
Thank you.
Before you, before you go, Ganja, I couldn't have said it better myself, and thank you for that. But yes, thank you to all of our volunteers who stepped up at fairly short notice, honestly, because y'all don't even want to know what the scrambling went on this week for all of this. So thank you to all of our volunteers, and also thank you to all of you out there that voted. And thanks to all of our delegates that were on here. No, we've been doing this for a few years now, and I think we just about have it down smoothly. So, Lisa, were you going to say something?
I was just going to say, because it sounds like you have already wrapped it up and said everything that I was going to say, congratulations to all of the newly elected. Thank you, volunteer group, team, Regina, Jeff, everyone. I just wanted to quickly let everyone know that tomorrow morning we will resume at 9 a.m.
Okay. And then we have a banquet.
9:30.
Sometime in the 9 o'clock hour, right?
And guys, our first presentation is going to be Leslie Spoon talking about get up and get moving. So try to get up and get moving in here at 9:30 so you can hear her.
Okay. And
9:30. I knew I was going to get that backwards, Sarah. Even when I asked you, I still got it backwards.
Mr. President,
am I correct that do we have anything in the afternoon? Then I know I think we have our banquet at 5:30.
5:30 is the banquet, and in the afternoon we have a great panel on paratransit eligibility. That's from 1:30 to 3:30. And yes,
okay. So,
oh, I sound like a little kid.
I was thinking earlier that you sounded like Minnie Mouse, but
oh no, that's Linda the Multi.
I move adjournment.
I second that, by the way.
we got one more thing to do, friend.
You're out of order, Margie.
Come on. Lisa.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Say, Lisa, go ahead. Go ahead and finish this up.
Outdoor prize.
And Mr. President, we have one more Hall of Fame. Do we want to play that tomorrow or tonight?
No, I want to hear it.
Yeah, that's what we're closing out with. That's what I was meaning, okay. That we had one more thing.
That's what I was going to say.
Those are awesome, by the way.
They are.
Thank you, guys.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame History Project as we celebrate our 90th anniversary.
Sid Urena was an amazing man. He had the heart of a lion and worked tirelessly to ensure that people who were blind or who had low vision received the programs and services they needed. One of his missions that he worked on for years and years was for better conditions for people that worked in sheltered workshops. He worked to unionize employees in these workshops and wanted to make sure that they had minimum wage or even more. He was an incredible lobbyist for the California Council of the Blind. He had a style that worked incredibly well. He knew all the staff members. He had a way of just endearing himself with the secretaries and, you know, the clerical workers, and they knew him by name and, you know, would do favors for him, you know, getting him whatever assistance he needed and getting him appointments. And he just was the type of person that was so nice to everyone else, and they were just nice to him in return. But he did all that for a reason. He used those contacts and all the networking style that, you know, as we would call it today, for the purpose of making sure that he got results in the Capitol. And he did get results. He didn't have all the fancy degrees, but what he did have was the ability to get things done, and he would never stop. He persevered until he got the results that he was seeking. I can't speak more highly of Sid. He was truly a man of the people, and someone who, until his dying day, was in there pitching for people who are blind or who have low vision.
Anthony Menino, Tony Menino. I got involved in the Federation. I joined in 1972 when I finished my graduate school work. I didn't have time, although I'd been recruited for 2 or 3 years prior. At some point, we transitioned from California Council of the Blind to National Federation of Blind of California, because that's what Kenneth Jernigan wanted all of the affiliates to do, was to take the NFB name and then of whatever state. But the office wasn't too far from where I was living at the time. And so I spent some time there and met Tony. Tony was a businessman. He came out here from New York, but he was president for a number of years. But Tony was in the office 5 days a week, and he ran the organization in no uncertain terms his way. Not to his face, you understand, but a lot of us behind his back called him the Godfather, and he was. He was there with his sister, Mary. Tony had been a lifelong bachelor, although he, in his later years, did marry a fantastic lady named Frances Thiessen, became Frances Menino. But Tony was a true businessman, and even 50 years ago, you know, not-for-profit organizations are still businesses. And that's more the case now than ever. But even 50 years ago, Tony was a top-notch fundraiser. We were doing, I think at that time, a lot of direct mail. So Tony oversaw everything. His hand was in everything that the organization did, and kept the organization on a very straight, very professional path, which I think served us in good stead when we were ousted from NFBC 6 years later and went back to the California Council of the Blind. But my then wife, Joanne, and I decided to invite Tony over to our home for dinner. Joanne had a guide dog. I think Tony was with Frances at that time, so this would have been maybe 74, 75. Dazzle was the guide dog, and Dazzle was a bit of a scrounge. I don't remember if Joanne had baked the cake, whether she had gone out and bought a cake, but it was sitting up on the counter. And just before we all sat down to dinner, we heard a crash, and I went into the kitchen, and there was her guide dog, doing great harm to that dessert. And it was very embarrassing because, you know, we were fairly new in the organization, and we were trying to make a good impression with the Godfather, with the man who was running the organization at the time. And it was he took it in good with good grace, but you know, you didn't want to get on Tony's bad side. You wanted to keep in his good graces based on how he ran things. So, you know, that was one of those amusing episodes. And Tony, I think Tony laughed at it later. We were all very saddened when we lost Tony, because he was a stalwart of the organization.
We'll be back later with another episode from our Hall of Fame History Project.
A great way to end the evening.
I think with that, Gabe, unless you have something else, we can officially adjourn for tonight.
Gabe, I just want to, this is Andrea, I just want to give a quick shout out. This is so effective. I really, to me, this is so much better than having it all at once, to have it spread out like this. Mm-hmm. A lot of these people I didn't know. I've certainly heard most of their names, but I didn't really. But to hear from people who knew them in these little vignettes is really, really effective.
Yeah, and just to get them these small bites of two or three, you know, 2 to 5 minutes or so, yes, is great. So,
great.
Yeah, thank and you. And I is it the I was going to say, is it the membership committee that did that, or I don't even know. I wasn't involved. So whoever it was.
Hey, let me get that straight over here. No. Joe helped with some of the things that she couldn't really do. That's the one thing I could help with this audio production. She'd kill me anything mm-hmm. else. But this was the whole idea and everything was really Regina's and Judy's.
That's awesome.
They are great.
Thank you to Regina and Judy. That was an awesome idea. So I don't know. Do we have any more coming up, or is this it? For,
oh yeah, there's
yes, plenty. There's more.
Throughout 10 the whole more. Weekend.
Yep.
Yeah. And I second or third.
I haven't second, looked in the. Oh, go ahead, Steve.
I just want to say I second or third what everybody's saying, and yeah. You know, interesting and well produced, and yeah. I mean, this is something that the organization can really be proud of, and I hope we, share these. These are great. Really good.
I really like the little kind of bling between.
Yeah, well, between that's what I say. The
kind of let us know
the production sensibility is great.
Yeah, yeah. But well, if it was Regina and Judy, thank you, Regina and Judy. This is such a treat to have throughout the whole, you know, few days of the convention. Well,
it was sort of Sarah's idea, I think, initially to have some sort of because we wanted to tie it back to the history. And to the mm-hmm. 90th, you know, we wanted to make it relevant to our 90th. But the way you guys have done it is just really amazing and very impressive. Mm-hmm. And since it's all recorded, we have it.
Yep. And before we close it out, and I'm just going to say that I haven't even looked in the folder to see what's in there. I'm listening to them all along with you guys. So, I'm hearing them for the first time here. Regina, what were you going to say? And then I'd say we close this thing on out and get to bed or dinner or whatever.
Hands if you want to take those.
Yeah, thank you, Steve, because I went through a ton of sounds trying to figure out how to transition. That, yeah, you know, that can be tricky. And mm-hmm. thank you. It makes the time span. And Judy, I was sort of in a panic to see what we could do. And Judy encouraged me to do this project and came up with a lot of research. And
I loved your introduction discussion with Judy the other night. That was great. So, what do y'all say? Should we take these last couple of hands quickly and then call it a night?
Okay. So the first one is Christy Crespin.
Hey.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys will let us into tomorrow night. I want to remind everybody we're not having hospitality tonight because elections run late. But please join us in hospitality tomorrow night from the membership committee. We had a good time last night, even though it was late. Thank you.
We're going to need a host. I won't be there tomorrow, by the way. So we're going to need a host. I won't. Me and Regina, we have a DJ. We're going to be DJing.
We can get that figured out, Joe. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, Joe, worry about it.
I'll be later, though. I'll be there later, though.
All right. And who's our last hand for the night?
Area code 760.
That's me, Linda. Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse. Yeah.
Minnie Mouse. I love this history project. And if we have stories about the people that were mentioned, like I have a story about Dr. Isabel Grant. She stayed in my house for a day. And hopefully maybe Don Queen will remember that as well. And then I believe Ahmad Rahman wrote some articles for the Blind Californian in the 90s. And so if we have back issues, we might look for those and see what he wrote. He was I didn't know him well, but what I remember of him was that he was very self-assured and a very, very kind man. And I remember him at a convention, and we were walking out of the elevator, and he had partial vision, and he helped me get to where I was going. And that, I think that was the first time I met him. And I just remember a very self-assured, kind man. And so we might look for some of those back issues. But how can I add to the history project my story about Dr. Grant? And maybe Don Queen will help corroborate it or something.
Linda, we'll definitely have
We'll figure out offline for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll definitely have the history committee reach out to you, because we do have a loosely formed history committee that's done a little bit over the last couple of years, but not enough. So we'll definitely reach out and try to track down more of those stories. That's a great idea.
Gabe.
Well, you know, I heard Don Queen doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and
yep.
That's about all. How is he? Is he okay?
I think so. I spoke to him 3 or 4 days ago. He sounded pretty good. I think he's somewhat frail. And a woman really old.
I mean,
guys, before we start talking about people, this is on the air.
Yeah, I need to say something to Lisa really quick before we close up, if I may. I just had a phone call from Leslie Tom. Leslie has two $25 See's Candy gift cards that she will send to whoever wins them. So could you add those two to your list of stuff, please?
Absolutely. Thank you.
And she said she apologizes. They somehow didn't get communicated, but she wants, and she will send them directly to the winners. So please go ahead.
That's amazing. Thank you, Leslie.
See's Candy. Woo-hoo.
I need to win that for my celebration at the end of the month, Sarah.
Yeah. We could sit together and eat.
Yes. I've added that in. Thank you, Andrea, for letting me know. And thank you, Leslie, for your generous gift.
All right. So I'd just say we call it a night, y'all.